Welcome to the Esports Business Network podcast. I'm your host, Trent Knox. I'm the founder and CEO of Esports Business Network. This is episode number 24 of the EBNP. Our guest is Leon Turner, the chairman and founder of the Legion Mob. Leon founded the Legion Mob to connect those who maybe need a distraction from current going-ons in the world and provide them an outlet through a community in gaming and esports. The overall aim of the organization is to build up competitive teams and compete at the highest levels in multiple games. In this podcast, Leon and Trent Knox open up about some of the emotional aspects of gaming and esports, how our life circumstances influence but do not control our success, and how being less toxic can benefit the industry and culture of esports. Enjoy.
This is the future. Evolution. This is the future.
Hey, y'all, it's Trent Knox back again with the Esports Business Network podcast. Today, our guest is Leon Turner of the Legion Mob, or the Legion Mob. And I look forward to having a conversation with you. And what's up, Leon? How are you doing?
I'm pretty good, thanks. It's been a very snowy night here in the UK. Had to walk in it twice, so, you know. Yeah, how about yourself, Trent?
Man, today here, I'm out here in Texas. It was a really slow day. The past 2 days, 3 days, I should say, was real rainy, real dark outside. But hey, we're getting things done. We're making things happen, and we're rolling with it because, you know, it's a new year. It's a new.
Happy New Year to your viewers, my friend. And yourself.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and it's you're the inaugural guest for 2021. And
well, that's an honor.
yeah. And we're gonna kick this thing off great. And you know, I appreciate you for getting in contact with me from met on Reddit, and you were super friendly and whatnot. I don't know how long you've been on Reddit, but
not that long, my friend. I don't even have enough karma to do all the mega shit that Reddit has to offer.
Me neither. And you know, I jumped on there and I was just looking to kind of, you know, test the water, feel if it's another social media that I should go out there and you know, advertise that Esports Business Network's out there and see what other sorts of esports businesses are on Reddit. And you know, I was fortunate to come across you. I can't remember exactly what I had posted, but I saw that Reddit now has like chat rooms associated with subreddits, and we started going back and forth there, and then we set this thing up. So it's been a long time waiting. It's been a month or two. Jesus. Since we scheduled.
Wow, a month or two? Whew.
Yeah, it's been a hot minute. I think we started talking in November, and now we're all the way into the new year.
Wow, man. So for your viewers who may be watching this for the first time, I am Leon John Turner, as you said in your intro. I'm 22 years old. I live in the United Kingdom, particularly in Great Britain, and I am on the autism spectrum as well.
Yeah, we'll definitely. I want to get into that a little bit. My brother and I have both at one point in time gotten diagnosed. I haven't seen anybody in a while, but high functioning. My brother's a little bit more on the low functioning spectrum, but or not right. The low, but like he's high functioning, but a little, you know, less than I am. And so before we jump all into that, but I mean, actually, maybe we start there. What got you into gaming and how did you grow up with gaming?
Okay. Oh, we're going back here. All right. So, my sister got me the Star Fox for Nintendo 64, And I just got hooked on games ever since. Then came GoldenEye 64, Mario Kart 64, and then it just elevated and elevated and elevated to like PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4. I've always been a PlayStation guy, but I'm not all about that war that they've got going on with Xbox and PC. That's not my thing. I'm kind of like a gaming purist. I collect a lot of wrestling games, fighting games, shooting games. It varies, you know, just like my music and my taste in movies as well. They all vary. Like, you could catch me watching a horror flick or an Avengers film. You know what I mean? Just to give an example. But I find it's an escape. Gaming, movie watching, music, all that. It's an escape for me.
Yeah.
From the horrors of life.
Yeah, because, absolutely.
Yeah, because I've had a tumultuous, very tumultuous childhood. One of my friends calls it bizarre. But I've had a very tumultuous childhood, and gaming and everything like that has just been an escape ever since.
Absolutely. And I know we talked a little bit about that beforehand. And yeah, you have a very unique, you know, childhood, and now you're in an adult right now. And it's interesting. Yeah. It's a, maybe you could like shed a little light on your situation.
Okay. That's fine. So you have this obviously stereotypical thing of, oh, my parents are perfect. I have my mother, I have my father, I have any siblings. They look after me, they guide me, they blah, blah, blah. Mine weren't like that. If I'm obviously allowed to talk frankly here, I'll go into depth in that if that's all right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. So my father and mother weren't exactly the best of parents. They'd go out scoring weed or scoring magic mushrooms or whatever have you, and left me and my sister to fend for ourselves, basically. When I got diagnosed with autism at 4 years old, my father was like, oh, my child's perfect, there's nothing wrong with him. You know, it was like a real man's man, you know. He wouldn't let pain or anything get in his way, you know. He really had a macho kind of side to him. He'd only really cry in public, in private. He served in the army as well, so that kind of elevated that, really. To be quite honest, I went into a special school, you know, that deals with disabilities and conditions and everything like that. They didn't exactly treat me the best. Patronizing here, shooting down my dreams there, mocking me there. You know what I mean? All that nasty stuff. I did make friends. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I've got a small circle of best friends. Two of them I made from that school, so there's proof that I've made friends there, but most of the time weren't really great. And as I started growing into a young adult, like you see me now, I had a lot of challenges come my way. I had bipolar for my mother to deal with, my father dying on me in 2013. I had verbally abusive aunts and uncles who call my mother a bitch and call my mother this and call my mother that. You know, I have faced a lot of adversity. That's the gist, you know. And here I am in a flat of my own, and it still doesn't feel like... Basically, I've got a lot of baggage, you know, from father's death, my mother's death. I've wished I could change this, I could just change that. I've had multiple attempts at suicide, but I've not followed through with them because I made an unbreakable vow with my best friends to never self-harm, which I'm very proud of that I'm sticking to. And, you know, it's been difficult, you know, without wanting to ramble, or without wanting sympathy, it has been the hardest thing in my life. And with COVID striking, that doesn't exactly help, because I was going out playing Dungeons and Dragons with my friends on every Saturday afternoon and all that stuff. I can't do that, you know, especially with England going into the fourth tier of lockdown. I mean, fucking hell, I'm going stir crazy, you know, talking to people like you, Trent, and my friends, and watching like YouTube videos and things like that. They're the only things that keep me going.
Yeah, you know? I agree.
They're the only things that are stopping me from doing something stupid. I don't want to do something stupid because it'll hurt it'll break your heart, it'll break my friend's heart, it'll break my sister's heart, who's currently recovering from a drug addiction. You know, it will break everybody's heart, and I don't want to do that. I don't want to be known as a guy who broke everyone's heart by doing something he would regret.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to ask you this question, because I put out something today on my personal channel, basically talking about some of the struggles that I'm dealing with personally as well. And I want to ask you, like, how does esports, what of your experiences built the Legion Mob? What was it that made you desire to make the Legion Mob?
That's very fair question. Thank you. You know what? I've been watching esports for a long, long time now. I watched Rocket League esports, Brawlhalla esports, Call of Duty esports, but most importantly, I watched the Apex Legends Global Series that was on YouTube and still is. And I just thought, you know what? I can't just sit idly by and wallow in my own self-pity or waste my life away. I need to do something, because college isn't going on right now. You know, I would be a college student right now, but I'm not because of COVID. I didn't want to waste my life away. So I thought, instead of just watching esports, I'll become part of esports. So really, it was just a sudden light bulb project that I wanted to start. But ultimately, like I said about gaming and music and movies, it's an escape. It's a way for me to, how do I say this? It's a way for me to do something amidst a global pandemic, because I'm an avid fan of these groups that are going out there, I can't even think of any esports teams off the top of my head. NGL, for example, you know. You get the gist. Every like esports team I've seen on these companies of esports, like Rocket League, Brawlhalla, Apex, I just thought, I don't just want to watch them, I want to be with them. But for my own sake, I want to, I feel like this is part of my healing process.
Yeah.
Because like you, I've got my own issues.
Yeah.
And I've tried every way of dealing with them. This is a project I thought I'd take on.
I want to ask you about UK esports. You've recently gotten into it pretty heavy, but before, were you aware of any sort of community events or LAN tournaments that were going on in UK?
Really, the first tournaments I got introduced to, if I'm honest, is the Mortal Kombat 11 PlayStation tournaments that go on every week.
Yeah.
That's really the only hook I had. And when I discovered that Apex Legends had competitive Apex, I was like, whoa, this is a whole new world. You know, all these teams are like earning prize money and competing all over the world in places like New Zealand or Holland, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, this is fucking amazing, you know, to be quite blunt. It blew me away. And I just started because of my fandom, I guess.
Yeah.
I started getting into esports, as you say, quite heavy.
Yeah. You mentioned that you saw the esports organizations, you saw the culture of esports, you saw, you know, the community of esports online, and you saw a little bit offline. And you mentioned something I think is really important about esports is the, and what we're missing now in the midst of this pandemic is that personal community experience.
Yeah.
Going to events, meeting new people, networking. And it really is an opportunity to become more social, kind of experiment, you know, based on, you know, who you want to be and what you want your personality to be like.
Mm-hmm.
And we are missing that. And it is kind of a detriment, I think, to the gaming and esports culture. But
not only that, on the flip side, there's too much toxicity, in my opinion.
Yeah, we did talk about that. Yep.
Yeah, there is so much toxicity, not only in gaming, not only in esports, not only even in just a typical game, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's hate everywhere. If you watch a movie, for example, one person could say, oh yeah, I really like that movie. And I'd be like, yeah, I support you, dude. You know, if that's your movie, that's your movie. It may not be mm-hmm. mine, but if it's yours, it's yours. But then this mm-hmm. other person might be like, oh, fuck you, mate. You know, this movie sucks. What the hell do you see in it? You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
And it frustrates me as a human being and as a gamer, because, why would you hate on a game so bad, you know? For example, Empire of Sin, yeah? That just came out not long ago. And everyone's hating it because it's buggy and it's a bad game. I personally like it because it gives you that realness of how a mob boss would try and take over Chicago. You know, it what's the word? It gives you that realism. There we go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But people have to hate on that and have to shit on it. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
It really frustrates me as a human being just to see so much hate for mm-hmm. people like me, people that haven't got conditions, people who are chasing a dream or going back to what I was saying about patronizing and things like that. Mm-hmm. There's this one story that I remember so vividly in my head. I was just a young kid and they said, what do you want to be when you grow up? You know, as every teacher should ask. And mm-hmm. I stood up there in the front of the class, proud as I can be, and said, I want to be a games designer. But then my teacher looked at me in the face and said, can you think of something more realistic?
Wow.
And I know, and that pissed me off inside, even though mm-hmm. I was younger, I couldn't swear at the time, but it did. It massively pissed me off.
Mm-hmm.
But then, out of a non-gaming topic, you heard of RuPaul's Drag Race?
Yeah, I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm so glad they've got that show because it actually celebrates what the world should be, you know, a loving, united community, not
mm-hmm.
not a turbulent, toxic community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You get what I mean? I might sound like I apologize.
Yeah, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, yeah.
With the Legion mob, are you looking to highlight mental health awareness?
Admittedly, no, because we obviously want to be just like the NGLs and the whoever else is in the top brackets of esports. Okay. But now that you say that,
mm-hmm.
it kind of lights up a light bulb in my head. And it's like, yeah, maybe I want to do this to show that everyone can succeed. You know, it doesn't matter if you're told you're not good enough or if you're ugly or whatever. if you want to do esports, you do esports. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, I've had people say that I'm doomed for failure, right? I've had people going, when I've gone into like esports servers to like get team members, they've mm-hmm. said, oh, you're doomed for failure because it costs this much, or it takes this much effort, or whatever. And I'm like, screw you, mate. You're just like my teacher. I'm going to prove you wrong, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to rely on money. I understand that most teams have sponsors and agents working for them, or you know what I mean? All the common yeah. tropes of a business. But I want to prove that I'm doing it for the people. Because going back to that whole toxic thing, there's too many greedy people in the world as well. Yes, money is good, but it's not the be-all and end-all. If you want to actually strive because you want to strive for it, not because you want to do it for the money, that, in my book, is the best way to live life. Just strive for what you believe in, not where the money takes you.
Absolutely. I think that's an incredibly important thing to be aware of. I think a lot of people do put the materialistic thought process, idolization of money ahead mm-hmm. of being a good person, being, you know, a positive member of society,
yeah,
and of course your community. I want to ask you about the Legion Mob and how you're building your community, and sort of like who you think is an ideal member of the Legion Mob.
Fair enough. Well, if before I obviously state that, I just want to say that esports and everything as a whole should mm-hmm. be more focusing on the good people and what they do. Because you know how, like, in general society, we mm-hmm. stereotype, oh, bad people are the best, you know. Let's live our lives through them. Let us do our bit to ruin society and land ourselves in jail or whatever. You know what I mean? We focus too much on not evil, so to speak, but negatives. Because mm-hmm. like in relationships, girls always fall for the bad boys, you mm-hmm. know? And those are tropes that need to change. So in the Legion Mob, my ideal teammate or company mate, if you will, is someone who puts themselves in the team first. So like is actually a good person.
Mm-hmm.
As well as someone who believes in the cause. Because like, if you're only here for money, power, or greed, or whatever else floats your boat, then get the fuck out. Because I do not mm-hmm. want toxic people in my life anymore. I have had too much toxicity in my life, whether it's from my parents and their drug addictions, or it's from my friends showing their true colors, whether it was people verbally abusing me, physically abusing me, blackmailing me, whatever, you know, I've had enough. I want to be, I guess, an humanitarian. You know, I always say this with my friends as like a running joke, but it's true. I feel like I'm a dying breed of gentlemen. You know, there's not many gentlemen or ladies left. There's all these, pardon my numbness, because I'm not exactly in tune with all these obvious things that the kids say, but there's too many farts, there's too many homeboys, there's too many, you know what I mean? You get my gist.
Yeah.
So to me, the Legion Mob's a family. We're not just an esports team. We're not just an organization. We're a family. And if you can't go by our standards, then you're out, you know? And sorry, am I boring you? I don't mean to.
No, I'm listening, and you know, I'm letting you have have the floor, so they.
Oh, sorry. People... When I talk to people, my autism, I've noticed that I might, my head thinks I'm boring people. You know what I mean? So
no worries, no worries at all. I'm thinking about how, and I'll just tell you what I'm thinking. I'm thinking how people can relate to your story and how they, you know, if this inspires them, how they can, you know. How can they be someone that could add value to your life, right?
Right,
And the only way for that to happen, at least from my experiences thus far, is to be very forward or straightforward with communication.
Mm-hmm. And yeah,
so I'm working on that myself.
That's the thing that people lack, in my opinion. They lack, because of all this. Now, obviously, I don't mean to be disrespectful to anyone that might be listening, but with all this talk about Black Lives Matter or racism, or you know what I mean, all the common stories we hear in the news, everyone's become scared of communication, especially during COVID, because it's like, oh, I don't want to talk to you because you might give me COVID. You know what I mean? It's a fear. People are fear-mongering. People are fear-mongering over people. And in turn, they feel insecure, and then the insecurity spreads like a wildfire. And it's only like people like you and I and my best friends who are open and honest and communicate. That's the only way we're going to get through life. Because I'll tell you, I felt like ending my life. You know, I've said that already. But you know what my best friends have done? They've supported me. They've said, we've got you back. We're here for you. If you want to vent, vent. If you want to rant. If you want to talk. We'll listen. They'll do what you're doing right now. They'll let me have the floor. And yeah, I may not be able to find the words, or I may not be able to know what to say, but they're like, you know what? We'll help you. We'll fill in the blanks. We'll help you with this. We'll help you with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and like you said, that's the foundation we need to have. That's the foundation we're lacking.
I do want to acknowledge something that you've said about people who have traits or behaviors that are shown to be negative, shown to be not positive towards others or towards themselves. And so those individuals sometimes in many cases give gaming and esports and more so geek, nerd, and comic culture a bad taste, and a lot. There's sort of an inverse thing happening in esports, where people from other industries with influence, you know, and experience that have those traits from traditional sports or traditional journalism or entertainment that have tried to take up position in esports. That perpetuates this sort of behaviors, these negative behaviors. So you have young individuals who don't have a lot of life experience, don't have a lot of life skills, communication skills, people skills in gaming, that have their own version of toxicity. But then you also have the issue of people in power making it very complicated for individuals like us to try to improve the culture of esports.
Like, for example, and obviously this is not meant as a rant or anything like that, but our current Prime Minister Boris Johnson, he had said that during the COVID pandemic, I want you to take a walk, talk to people, clear your head, otherwise, you know, you'll have mental health issues, and we don't want you to have that as a British government. However, they're saying, oh, you've got to lock yourselves in your homes. You've got to only go out when it's absolutely necessary. You know, It's hypocrisy. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing I hate about the world is hypocrisy. And you know, when Absolutely. You talk about, and you know, when you talk about people in power in esports, like, you've got to ask yourself, do these people even know what esports is, or are we just there to profit off it? You know,
in many cases, it's the latter.
It's definitely the latter, but that's where I go back to my morals and my beliefs. You know, everyone is human. Everyone has emotions, feelings, thought patterns, like you said, behaviors. You know, we should be like the people at RuPaul's Drag Race or the LGB community as a whole, should be unified, not divided. You know, I've not seen one place that hasn't come together unless it's for a tragic thing. Like, for example, you know, recently with Chadwick Boseman?
Oh, right, yeah.
The entire Black community came together and solidified for Chadwick. It's like the same in professional wrestling. We just lost one of our up-and-coming stars in Brody Lee. And the entire world's in collective mourning right now, yeah? Like, I literally cried my eyes out the Sunday I knew he was dead because I couldn't believe it was real. But that's what death does. Death brings us together at the best of times and at the worst of times. Like, it actually says, you know what? Fuck any wars, fuck disputes, fuck all of that. Just come together and just live your life. You know? That's really all I can say. Like, live your life. You know, that's there's nothing more I can say than that. We just got to live our lives and expel this negativity. You know, I know it isn't realistic, but that's my morals and that's my beliefs.
Do you think that part of the issue is that people are self-interested and lack empathy?
Yes. I can wholeheartedly say that there's a lot of greed, a lot of selfishness, a lot of arrogance, a lot of ego, another thing I hate, a lot of desperation as well. It's desperation. Because you know how you talk about these big corporations that want to, like, profit off of traditional sport or traditional journalism? That's them possibly feeling desperate that they don't have the life that we have. Perhaps they're not counting themselves lucky for what they have. Like, say if, God forbid, obviously, because you're an amazing podcast host, but say if you lost your podcast, yeah? I bet you would feel absolutely devastated, am I right?
That is always a concern, yes.
Yeah. But say if someone with a big corporate business loses his stuff or her stuff, their world comes crashing down. I mean, you could rebuild, you know, you could start again. You can host more podcasts with more guests and all everything like that and restore your thing probably in 10 seconds flat. That's an exaggeration, but you get my gist. But for a big corporate dynasty, they feel like everything's done. They feel like it's all over, you know, like their lives are over because they're solely focused on that corporation. It's like they don't understand what they had so that they lost it. You know what I mean? It's kind of like
Absolutely. What
goes around comes around. If you don't care for the people you're servicing, if you lose all your stuff, we won't sympathize with you. You know, it's like I said, it's greed, it's selfishness, it's, like I said, I'm a dying breed of a kind gentleman. You know, there's not many left in the world, and that's because of desperation, of greed, of desperation. You know what I mean? I see the pattern. But that's
well, not I mean, what here, I'll add some context and some value to what you're saying is, you know, we've lost throughout this pandemic two major journalist organizations within esports, Cheddar Esports and ESPN Esports. Both of those were massive. ESPN is a massive brand.
Yeah,
their esports department being completely shut down. Cheddar, emerging, you know, traditional terrestrial television network that branched into esports, now is shut down. And their concern for the people, isn't as, I mean, they weren't as concerned. I mean, I could see that, you know, those people have now moved on to other organizations, but at the highest levels, because ultimately the owners of ESPN are not, you know, they have no consideration for those people who lost their jobs pertaining to esports. But you're right. I mean, as establishments get larger, then there is sort of a reduction in personableness.
Yeah. But that's what the Legion mob wants to achieve. We want to... Obviously, it may not happen within, like, what, the first 5 years, but I'd want us to keep being for the people, not for ourselves. We don't want to be self-deprecating or self-consumed, you know. We don't want to be egomaniacs. We actually want to be the opposite. We want to be ego sharers, if you will. Like, our success is your success. Our victories are your victories. Our losses are your losses. You know what I mean? We kind of like that reciprocation. You know, say if, I don't know, someone in the community dies, we would send our condolences to them. And if one of our team died, we'd want them to reciprocate back because of what we've done for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Without making it sound egotistical, it's you scratch my back, I scratch yours. And that's what most of these companies, esports and non-esports, lack. Excuse me. They lack that quality.
I agree with that. I think there's sort of, and I talk about gatekeeping and the lack of collaboration at the elite level a lot. I think that there's always been favoritism when it comes to how can someone get leverage to become bigger. And I think one of the things that I do that's different is I'm somebody that wants to highlight people that are just getting started to people who have, you know, built millions, tens of millions of dollars in career and both, you know, small businesses and big businesses, players. I want to know, so Legion Mob, you know, you're currently looking for members. What kind of roles are there? Are there available caster? What kind of roles are available?
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't realize this question would come up. I do apologize for my hesitation. Obviously, we are looking for any kind of role, you know, vice chancellor, whatever you want to call it, you know, vice chairman, you know, because with my current issues, I don't want too much of a workload. You know, I need someone who can man the ship while I fix myself. Because the last thing I want to do is drive my organization down to the ground because of my own inability to make it right, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, vice chairman, head coaches for the games we have listed. So, like Rainbow Six Siege, Apex, you know, all that stuff. Casters, that would be a good thing, you know. Say if we wanted to run a, competition of sorts. We'd need casters to do that. But do you know what the one thing I think would be the best? Just not just for my organization, but for any other organization that's starting out or is at that elite level. I'd want someone who would just support us. You know, someone who'd say, okay, let's have you at this, this, and this if you can't do this, this, and this. You know what I mean? Kind of like a, like a, what would you call it? I can't think of the word.
A mentor?
Thank you. Yes. Yes. Every organization, whether you're starting out or you're at that elite level, you talk about gatekeeping, we should have a mentor for that, you know? Like, someone who can get us going. And then if we still need help in the later stages, help out there, you know? I don't think that's done enough either in the world, not just in esports, but everywhere, you know? Like, I see all these kids out on the street. I see people out on the street, you know, homeless people. And no one actually gives a damn, you know? Because they think they're going to rob them or whatever the case may be. But my point still stands. Like, if we all had someone who was truly there for us, not just to patronize us or bring us down or whatever like that, truly was there for us. Like, say, hey, we've heard about you. We think you might need some help. Here, take this offer. We'll help you. You know what I mean? I think that's a big thing. A big thing. But yeah, any role that can be filled out. So primary squads for games, secondary squads in case the primary squad can't make it, you know, head coaches, team managers, you know, basically the roles are all free up. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I want to highlight something there a little bit. I think a lot of the reason why there isn't an abundance of people who are mentors or good Samaritans, sponsors, not in the sense of like capital, but in the sense of leadership and guidance. The reason why they don't exist is because there's a market for it. That's something that people sell, services that people sell. And as a result, there's a language that goes into the business. And a lot of the time, people who need the help don't know how to communicate in the form that those individuals are used to.
Sorry to cut you off, but admittedly, I am one of those people, you know, who can't communicate in that language. Because I'm not a wealthy man. Yes. I have nothing to my name. Like, I rely on Universal Credit and another disability allowance. Yeah? And I want to do things all unpaid. You know, that's the type of... You know how you speak about Good Samaritans? I want to be kind of a Good Samaritan in that way. Like, give people who are not paying to extend their services, who are not getting recognition, and help them out by recruiting them. Because even though there's a language to the business, surely there's got to be some room for us underappreciative people. You know what I mean? Like,
underappreciated people, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so say if you're like a designer for logos or something and you're not paying for having your services paid for, you won't get hired by like the elite level organizations because all they want is money. But if you're someone like me who wants to live their life fortuitously through that person, you'd want to hire them on the spot. I certainly would. Let's say if you came to me the next day saying, hey, I can do this, this, and this, but I won't require no money. I'd be like, boom, if you fit my family requirements, you're in. You know what I mean? That's absolutely all I care about. All I care about is family.
Absolutely. And man, we've really talked a lot about a lot of stuff here, and man, time flies.
I know, and we've
got so much more to talk about.
We should definitely I'd love to have you back on.
I'd love to have you back on to talk about some more of these subjects, is because everybody who's getting started faces these troubles, mm-hmm. and even people who are, you know, 10 years in, 20 years in are, mm-hmm. are facing some of these issues.
And people are shutting people down by saying, oh, you won't do this because you don't have the money, or you won't do this because you have the effort, or, you know what I mean? That stigma needs to be gone.
It's true. And you never have enough money. You never do.
No, you don't.
And you never have enough, you know, positive relationships, you know, good people around you. You never have enough.
No, not at all.
But anyway, so
I think that stigma needs to die. I'm just saying.
I agree. And I would like to give you the opportunity to, you know, let people know how they can reach out to you and get connected with you, how they can, you know, apply to be a part of the Legion Mob.
As in me, myself, or my team?
Whichever is best for you, both?
One or the other? You can reach me, myself, at leonturner2010@gmail.com. That's my personal email. You can get me on Twitter at leonturner2015. You can get me on Facebook, Instagram at leonturner19. I'm everywhere. You know, I even have a YouTube channel that hasn't really gone well because of all the stupid comments from trolls, but, you know. But yeah, if you, most port of protocol is my email, my Gmail.
Awesome. And what about Legion Mob?
Legion Mob, you can find us on Twitter at, I think it's just Legion Mob. Obviously, I'll get the right links to you, Trent, but
absolutely.
You can find us on Twitter. We're debating on starting an Instagram. We've talked about wanting to get an Instagram, but we're not so sure. And we have our own email as well at legionmobesports@gmail.com. But yet again, I'll get the right links to you, Trent. I'll get the right stuff to you.
Well, again, thank you, everyone, for listening. Once again, this has been Leon Turner. Have an amazing new year, and we'll talk to you again on the next episode.
Hey, y'all, it's Trent Knox, founder and CEO of Esports Business Network. I want to say thank you for listening to this podcast. If you're finding value in the podcast, I would greatly appreciate it if you share the podcast to your network and write a positive review on your preferred podcast platform. If you're feeling extra generous, feel free to make a contribution to our working capital accounts on Cash App or PayPal. Our username is ESPORTSBIZNET. That's Esports BizNet on both platforms. As always, we'd love for you to join our community and platform at https://www.evn.gg. You can take advantage of a free subscription to our bronze membership by following the directions on the homepage. Part of the bronze membership is access to our Discord server and private membership channels. The conversation only evolves with participation from esports entrepreneurs like yourself. We need to hear about your esports business to understand how we can move the industry forward as a community. You can also join the community by joining the Facebook and LinkedIn groups. An additional goal of EBN is to move the conversation forward on your preferred social media platform. So as a last note, don't forget to follow us on social media for current events, news, and other esports related topics. Follow and subscribe to Esports Business Network on social media. Looking forward to networking with you very soon.